Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Changing the Conversation with CEO Joseph Collins. Tonight is a very special night. It's Monday on Changing the Conversation, and I am co-host Sharifa Hardy. We have quite a few special guests lined up. We have Pastor Sandra Serta of New Life Ministry joining us tonight. We have Mr. Wayne Brown joining us, Patrick Raymond, Curvy Inventor, joining us tonight in the Punch Bowl. So we're going to be here tonight for another hour in the Punch Bowl discussing the Punch TV Studios IPO. So before we get started and introduce our CEO, we are going to stop for a quick commercial break.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
You know, yes. I said Michigan, Flint.
Flint, Michigan. I'm bad now.
We are back.
Oh, okay.
With our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. I just dropped in here. We've been working very diligently here today, and it's been very exciting to be a part of the Punch TV Studios IPO. I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com, and you could be a part of the IPO. And I think we have a very special guest on tonight. But before we go there, how are you doing tonight, Sharifa?
I am. Excellent, excellent. Thank you for asking. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really, really good, having a very busy day. We're working towards the close of the IPO. So everything has just been just like bubbling like crazy. It's been like crazy right now today. But I'm enjoying the process, and it's been really, really cool. And a lot of people have, you know, we've got that cyber attack on us, right? And
right.
With that cyber attack, where somebody went through all of the inbox and all of our friends on Facebook and told them that we were, but I'm telling you what's happened, that we were some kind of fraud and we were a scam and all this stuff like that. And then I put out a video to let people know that, hey, we're on top of it and we're doing what we've got to do. And what's happened right now is that we have so much support from our investor base. I am completely and thoroughly happy, and I am surprised by the support. Have you seen the support?
Yes, I have seen the support.
And I just think it's been just awesome. What do you think about that? How do you feel?
I love the fact that people are rallying around us.
I thought that was really, really good. And I've seen things on Facebook where people are like, I trust you, Joseph. I'm excited about Punch TV Studios. I've seen those kinds of things out there like that. I think that is so awesome to see that happen and to see that transpire like that. And, I'm just really happy. And I've seen one lady by Sandra Fight. I'm gonna just read what she wrote. I'm reading this on our Facebook thing. It says, people are something else. Now, if there were no physical network to actually look at, then maybe I'd have questions. But like buying a car, research, and test drive, right? I did, and I trust my purchase is legit. I can't wait to watch this venture grow. I think that's so awesome to read and everything like that. I just think it's completely awesome. What do you feel, guys? I'm happy about that.
Oh, I'm definitely happy.
That was really cool. Really, really completely cool. And just to see that and to read some of the other wonderful things that people are posting about us, it's just, I didn't even know we had that kind of support out there, to be quite frank with you. But I am certainly very happy to see it, and I'm certainly very happy that people are on board with us. And I want to thank everybody for the major, major up. I want to thank everybody for their support. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your support and for your love and for pouring out and letting people know that you're standing behind Punch TV Studios all the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So who's in the Punch Bowl tonight?
We have
a
very special guest. We have Pastor Sandra Cerda of New Life Ministries.
Ooh, New Life Ministries, not Old Life.
Not
new
old life.
Life,
brother. No, very, very new, praise the Lord.
New life. Oh, good God. I like some new life. I don't want no old life.
I think we need new life after everything we've been going through.
It says, any man, yes, in Christ Jesus, so my help coming now is a new creation. All things have passed away, and what behold, all things have become new. I feel God moving here. Got some new life in the house.
Well, I tell you what's exciting. What's exciting me is what's going on with you guys there. Over 300 films in just a little over 3 years.
That's
our goal. This is phenomenal, man. This is phenomenal. I've been checking you guys out.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let me ask a question here. Just because I want to make sure I got this right. You are a female, right?
Yes.
Oh, I love when females check me out. That's no problem.
No. Your website, my man. Your website. What's happening?
Me out specifically. But, okay, yeah, no, we have an awesome website. Yeah, we have an awesome mission and an awesome task ahead of us to achieve this objective and to do this in a phenomenal way. So tell us about you. What brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight? Tell us about what you're working on in new life and all those great things.
Well, we just got back from the border town Laredo here at the edge of Mexico, literally the edge of Mexico. We did three crusades actually. And man, the last one really was phenomenal. We had just some demonic manifestations, a lot of witchcraft. And by the end of the night, people were just coming out, going out different from the way they came in. And really that's what it's all about. So it's just a lot of ministry, a lot of healing. And really it's the compassion. It's just extending that compassion and taking time to make contact with these people, that personal touch, that, you know, and mean what you say. Mean what you say. And so that's what we're seeing is really effective in helping us to see the results that we're trying to achieve with these gatherings. We're all over the state of Texas right now, and the doors are opening for us in other states, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, we're staying very busy over here.
Well, I know this guy you guys haven't had speak at one of your events. You haven't had this guy named Joseph Collins. I believe he could speak at one of your events if you would just ask him, Casey.
Okay, well, you need to come and do that. We need to do something here in Houston. That's what we need to do. All we need is a live audience, some live audience interaction, my brother. I'm telling you, the power of God will fall.
Oh, yeah, no, I believe that, 100%, 100%. So are you writing a book about this? Are you...
Well, we're capturing as much as we can and documenting as much as we can on cameras, on the cameras that we do have, the equipment that we do have, and trying to get as much of that exposed. I'm also working with some first-time publishers and getting their books out there. Right now I'm establishing my first rescue home here for young moms and kids to aid in transitioning and housing while they're facing crisis. I have a couple of them right now that are going through immediate crisis in the last week and a half or so. And transitional living is what we help them with, counseling, spiritual mentorship, child care, homemaking, teaching them how to cook and stuff and clean the house.
Yeah, we need that now.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of people need to know how to cook.
Yeah. No,
it's
homemaking.
It's a shame these days, you know, a prerequisite for being a good wife was to being a good cook. They used to have the saying that if you want to get to a man's heart, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. That's what they used to say. I haven't really heard that much anymore.
No. But if you want to keep him, you better keep the house clean, too, and learn how to keep clean up as you go along. You know, really.
Yes.
We're doing a lot of that.
Ooh, that's a wonderful day. I love that kind of ministry. A ministry to teach a woman how to keep her house clean.
You're going to have balanced living. Balanced living. You can't be so spiritually minded that you're no earthly good. You know,
that's right.
So many women. And it's so easy to get so caught up, you know, in your private time alone, you know, praying and all of that. And time flies, but you better keep your house clean, you know.
Right, exactly.
Balanced living. So we're doing a lot of that. Here in this, this will be our first rescue home, and then we're, you know, expanding out, looking for land, about 10 acres or so, so we can start doing some therapy stuff. We're busy out here in Texas.
That is so wonderful, so wonderful. What part of Texas? I just left Texas.
Well, I'm in Houston.
Station in Houston. Now tell me you watch Punch in Houston.
I'm just outside of Sugarland.
We cover Sugarland. I'm familiar.
Well, I need to find out what that station is. I tried looking
it
up the other day.
It's channel 21.6. Yes. All you need is an antenna, and you could turn it on and watch an incredible movie right now. I mean, seriously, channel 21.6.
Okay.
And we just opened a sales office there in Houston. So that's pretty exciting. So we actually have a new office in Houston, and I'm really happy about that. And so it's really good.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to see if we can't do some tag team, some ministry out here in Houston and get you out.
I would love to do that.
Get some exposure for this new studio you've got going out here in Houston, Beaumont.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's completely awesome. And I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Let's do it.
So do you have a website or whatever where people can find you? And
yeah, I'm at CERDAMinistries.org. CERDA, C-E-R-D-A, ministries.org.
CERDAMinistries.org. Good.
Yeah.
Good, and we're working
on New York, so I hope to be out in New York. I will be out in New York, I think second, third week of February, so we'll be out there for a while and doing some work with Marcus Ruggiero and hopefully hitting some shelters out there and get some street ministry. We're talking about that and a couple of other projects, so very excited about New York.
Well, you have to post your ministry stuff on nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-D-A, nabuki.com. Create an account, it's free. And just post whatever you're doing, any events, any photos, any videos. Just post whatever you're doing, and we would love to help promote that and do different things on Nabuki. And it's going to be pretty cool to have you on there and doing those great things. Just letting the world know letting the world know about what you're doing and how you're doing. And I think that'll be completely and totally awesome, totally and completely awesome. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back. We're changing the conversation here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
I'm Nabuki.
One night, I'm Nabuki all night long. I bet you ain't never Nabuki'd all night.
Not all night. Maybe
not
half
night.
A night.
Oh, you Nabuki'd half. You half a night Nabuki'er.
Yes.
No, so I'm Nabuki'd all night long.
All night.
That don't work? Okay, I was trying.
No.
Okay, I was trying. You got to give me credit for trying there. Completely and totally trying. So who else do we have in the punch bowl tonight?
We have Mr. Wayne Brown in the punch bowl tonight.
Wayne Brown? Did you say James Brown?
I said Wayne Brown.
Oh, that was your text right there. That was so wrong, wasn't it? Who's James Brown? Tell me a James Brown song. James Brown! It's a man, James Brown! Oh! But when he's messing, when I run out there. All right, let's bring Mr. Wayne Brown in.
Are you with us tonight, Mr. Brown?
Hi, konnichiwa, watashiwa, Wayne Brown this. Minasan konnichiwa. En la lengua de español, hola, ¿cómo estás? Arabia, marhaba, ¿qué pasa? And in English, greetings. How are you today?
Well,
wow.
That was pretty cool. Let me see if I can try that. In French, bonsoir.
Bonsoir, je m'appelle Wayne.
What's up, my man?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're doing wonderful.
In French, ¿cómo está usted?
¿Cómo está usted? Sí, sí, claro.
So welcome to the Punch Bowl tonight. We're happy to have you here, Mr. Wayne Brown. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your business. What are you doing?
Absolutely, and it's a pleasure to be with you. And I do that intentional, by the way, because language is such a useful tool. And
yes,
being from the United States, growing up with the first language speaking language,
yeah,
I had the experience of growing up in San Diego, California, very diverse, close to Mexico. So Spanish was a second language that I learned from friends. But in junior high school and high school, took it up another level. University, took a full year of it as a course and studied abroad. I studied in Mexico, where I really took my Spanish up to a more level of fluency.
He took his Spanish very seriously, didn't he?
He went to Mexico.
He couldn't get enough Spanish in L.A.
And I did it in a place called Costco.
He could have just went to East L.A. He'd have got a lot of Spanish in East L.A., but he had to go all the way to Mexico.
Well, I lived in L.A., by the way, and that was another thing.
Hey, go ahead.
But yeah,
just having fun with you.
Oh, absolutely. And that's just a part of the story, how the American experience that I had took me global. And after going to university at UCLA and at UC Davis, I then went to Japan. And how does one go from United States to Mexico all the way to Japan, speaking none of the language, no background experience in Asian, culture or having a lineage or so forth? But what happened is I went to Japan and I taught English over in Japan.
So wow.
And that allowed me to pick up the language, the culture, and do a whole lot of creative and wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just talk a little bit about today, as we talk about Punch Bowl. And I'm listening to you, Joseph, about Punch Bowl with the market share values, and these things are just popping in my head. How can Punch Bowl become global? And I think if I'm given enough time, I might be able to expose your audience to what this global film and television scene is really like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For example, while in Japan, I lived there for roughly 8 years. I gained fluency in the language. I lived in Mexico for half a year, and I also lived in the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, for 3 years. So each one of these countries kind of allowed me to see different culture aspects of how this global film and television scene works.
Right, right.
I wrote a book entitled Black Samurai, Global Footprint. It chronologizes my experience from day one, United States, going to Japan, staying roughly for 4 years, traveling at that time up to 13 different countries, and I wrote about this experience, and I documented my experience, and I put it in a book form. That's part one. Part two is that I kept the travels going, and then I created a documentary film entitled Stamp My Passport that now extends up to total travels of about 34 different countries.
Wow.
I have roughly over 500 hours of raw, uncut, documented film coverage. Being in India, watching an animal sacrifice, Cambodia, hanging out with monks, Egypt, the Nile Valley civilization and the pyramids, Japan, climbing Mount Fuji, and China, the Great Wall. How does all this tie into the film production, multi-billion-dollar industry that Hollywood is a part of? But we also got to look at countries such as India, which actually has produced more films than anybody. A strong second, we got to look at China, and then look at Japan. Again, multi-billion-dollar industries that, for the most part, is untapped to a lot of the American investors, filmmakers, and producers. So
yes, that's true.
Yes, and some of the statistics are phenomenal in terms of how an investor, filmmaker, producer can be a part of this multi-billion-dollar industry when understanding certain of the cultural components, tapping into the interests that looks at the American viewpoint, but also how do you incorporate that Asian viewpoint? How do you incorporate that African viewpoint? How do you incorporate these other viewpoints and say, you know what, we got a strong foothold here. We can do something in this global market. It's global, by far.
It is. It is, by far. That is why we at Punch know that our objective is to produce 300 new movies over the next 3 years after the IPO. And we know and feel very confident that the movies that we're going to produce, we're going to be able to license them around the world. And that's how we're going to generate the revenues that we're looking to generate to support the stock price that we anticipate. And so, I keep going, man. You're preaching to the choir. I'm listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, go back a little bit more about some of the details of how I got started. Again, Black Samurai, it incorporates my experience of traveling, working in Japan, not only in Japan exclusively, but doing it in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and the United States equally as well. So I wrote about my experience. And I formulated a company. I have an MBA. MBA is an international business. So throughout all of my experience, I said, how can I incorporate my education, look at this in a very clear, economical way, and basically capitalize on my experience. So what I did is I authored my book, and I formed my own publishing company. It's entitled Web International Publishing Company, where not only do I publish my books, but I also publish the books of other authors. I also created an institute, and it's called Web International Institute, WEBIIonline.com. And with my institute, I specifically look at English language as a component of communication to second learners of English as a second language. It's called the TEFL, TESOL, and so forth in this whole English category. And I have students coming in from numerous countries, from Asia, such as China, such as Japan, the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, and so forth. So tapping into this international market now in terms of the film and TV industry, there is a huge avenue in which it can be done, and I hope I can show you some pointers on how it can be done. For example, a story such as mine, where you have a native-born American experimenting, going into uncharted waters without having a guide, a blueprint in terms of how do you travel and maneuver to various countries. Going from Japan via ferry to South Korea on a 13-hour trip, from South Korea over to China on a 28-hour trip. There's no blueprint for that.
Mm-hmm.
But these were things that I document and I have film coverage for. So all of these aspects that I incorporate and stamp my passport, I, not as a film director or producer, but as a person who did all these things, for the most part, via backpack, as a traveler with a camera in hand, with the documented covers that I have, it's a presented jewel and opportunity for that film director, investor, who says, I want to tap into these domestic markets but look at the foreign component and say, I can build on this story. I realize that what I have is something that needs the fine-tuning. It needs the professional direction and so forth that comes from these from professionals. Whereas
you've got a lot of footage, and it'd be cool to kind of turn it into a little TV show.
Absolutely.
And see how we can expand on that. I'm with that. I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool idea.
I agree. And
it's a travel show. A lot of people like travel shows, you know, where did he go, how did he do it, where did he come from. So a lot of people like travel shows.
Yep.
And I'm with that. I think that's a cool idea. I'm going to make sure that we get your number and everything so that we can talk. I would love to talk to you about your show, off the air, of course, but I think that's a good idea. And you've got 500 hours, so it could really work out. That's a cool idea. Are you based in Los Angeles, or where are you based?
I'm actually currently calling you from Japan as we speak. I'm actually
You're calling
alive.
Me from Japan.
From Japan. Imakara wa Nihon imasu. I am in Japan as we speak. Yes.
You're calling Punch TV Studios from Japan. Now that's the kind of thing you open up with. That's something I want to know right away. That's cool, man. Thank you. I think you're the farthest person to call this from the farthest distance. You know what I mean? That's cool.
Well, what I mean
I would
is
totally
yeah.
love to take a look at your footage and see if we can cut stories together. And I would love to be able to work with you, and hopefully that there, if there's something there, I would love to hopefully work with you and help cut something together. That's really cool. That's a great
it's
direction
global.
To go.
We are
That's
global.
A great direction.
You're global. Your show is mm-hmm. global, and I believe that it can go tremendous amount of distance with the projection that says, I intend to be global, and I intend to have a footmark in this global market. And there's really no other second. I believe that there should be no other view that should be had. There should be no reason why. For example, as I'm watching some of the movies that are just produced, unless these movies are targeted to a global audience, it's actually shortchanging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world is watching the American movies, but they're also saying, when is the American movie going to change its paradigm of just being the typical, okay, we know the military style movies, but the global audience is actually demanding or is waiting for something else. And there's huge amount of opportunities, huge amount of dollars on the table for that investor, for that producer, for that filmmaker, director who says, I'm going to give a spin, I'm going to give an alternative view, and the rewards are going to be there. And I believe that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We're basing our business model on what you're saying. I mean, you've tapped into what we said on our business model. Totally. How do we contact you in Japan? I guess we would do it by email, or how do we do that?
My email address, WAB.
Okay. No, you want to put it out because you can put it out there. Everybody going to have it.
That's fine. And I'm fine with that. I can be contacted via my website, again, webiionline.com. That's for my Web International Institute, my publishing company, WEB. internationalpublishing.com, webinternationalpublishing.com. My email address that I can be contacted via Gmail, webintnl@gmail.com. Very simple, webintnl@gmail.com. Those are your best ways to reach me via email. After we talk, of course, I'll give you my phone number. That way you can contact me directly.
Definitely.
And even as an international consultant for you, which I do consulting basis work in Japan, I believe that it could be functional for what you want to do and expand to this international community. And I believe that your presence is that waiting jewel that's going to say, I can tap into some of this resource that's available to me, and I just need to have the right tools and somebody on the ground to make that happen.
I agree with you 100%.
Missing link to many of the things that we're not seizing and being a part of this global community. And
I tell you what, I'm definitely interested in taking a look at the footage and the things that you have and seeing what we can do together. So definitely that's a go as far as that part goes. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. So I definitely want to make sure we get your phone number, we get everything. And the Sharif will take care of that. Get your phone number and everything. And I definitely want to see how we can collaborate on that. Definitely.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
PunchTVStudios.com. And Nabuki, it is a great place to network. So
Nabuki?
That was a good guy to have, you know, to have Mr. Brown on the line like that all the way from Japan. He caught me off guard there, all the way from Japan, which is really cool.
Yes.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
And have we had an intro like that? No, I don't think anyone has come out with their own unique special intro.
No. He's in Japan, you know. So,
it has that flavor.
Yeah.
He reminds me of my brother. You know, my brother with his five languages. So he definitely reminds me of my brother. But it was fantastic. Can't wait to see the footage. We have another guest in the Punch Bowl. We have Mr. Paul Lamar Hunter with us this evening.
Paul Lamar Hunter.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Welcome.
Hey, you know what? Thank you for having me on. This is one of my goals, is to be on your show and also be in your studio. And so, you know, I am proud. I'm proud to be on your radio show.
Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you. So tell us about yourself. Tell us about your business. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, I am the 19th child out of 21 natural children. My mother, let me repeat this, birthed 21 natural children. There are 17 children living today, 63 grandchildren, and 86 great-grandchildren. So in 2012, I made history. I laid the foundation. I changed the paradigm, because I became the first child to graduate from college, Upper Iowa University, a great university. I have a bachelor's degree in business administration, and I have a book, and the title of my book is No Love, No Charity, The Success Story of the 19th Child. That book is a parenting book. This book will give you hope. It will give you inspiration. This book will change your life dramatically. And I meant what I just said. And the good part about my book is it just been adapted to a screenplay. Isn't that unbelievable?
That is absolutely wonderful. No, everything's believable, but that's absolutely wonderful. And I think that deserves a major applause for you being the child to change the paradigm shift. I think it'll make you applaud. So you got a major paradigm shift.
I'm still on the 21 children.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say something. I'm just going to just say something, you know. Yeah, your mom, boy. You know, I ain't trying to pick on nobody's mom, you know what I mean? But 21 kids, you know, I mean, she was pregnant for 21 years of her life.
No, no, not necessarily. If you do the math, my mom stayed pregnant for 15 years and 9 months.
Wow. Even though that's a... Okay, so there's some twins in there.
Yes, there was one set of twins.
One set of twins. I got you. That's going to be a very interesting. And you all have one dad.
Yeah. See, when my mom met my dad, she had three girls. She and my dad had a total of 18. So my father is the father of 18 children, but my mom is the mother of 21 children.
Oh, nice. Yeah, my mama wouldn't have did that. I'm just telling you. No, Betty Collins, no, she wouldn't have did that.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to warn you because some of my siblings are listening to this interview. But if you mess with me, you have to mess with them. So if you fight one, you have to fight all.
Well, I ain't got nothing to say. Wow. I ain't got nothing to say.
I mean, that's not just like a baseball team or a basketball team. That's like two teams.
I'm trying to say that. I mean, that's like, that's you can play each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to put them on nobody but yourself.
Yeah, we have a big family. You know, we have a big family. And so growing up in a family that was dysfunctional, we all learned to get along and express ourselves. And I give a lot of credit to my older siblings because some of them had to forego their education to stay at home with that second unit. And they had to babysit. They had to wash our clothes. They had to feed us. And so I love my older siblings because of what they have done. If it wasn't for my oldest siblings today, I wouldn't be here having this conversation. So I give a lot of credit to my older siblings.
I think that's really cool. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to raise a child.
Yes, it does.
So what made you decide to write a book?
That's exactly where I was going to go with that.
Okay, you
want
to wait?
Let
you go?
No. You got that for I did. That's he got 21 other people that we got to talk to and see. I mean, you just don't get a break in a household like that. Like, y'all put outside, but there's still a kid in the house.
The reason why I wrote in my book is the reason why I wrote the book is because ever since I was 8 years old, I always wanted to break history in my family. So, you know, I wanted to be the first to graduate from college, and I also wanted to be the first author in the family. So I wrote the book to chronicle not only my life, but how it was growing up in a big family. Because a lot of people that have one or two or three kids might say, you know what, I'm blessed, you know, just to have one or just to have, you know, two kids.
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing.
I talk about in my book, I talk about the function and the dysfunction. Now, my mother gave birth, but my mother wasn't a parent to her children because my mother did not believe in education. She was very strict. She started one of the first homeless shelters in the city of Racine, Wisconsin. So she neglected her parents, her parenting duties, just to look out for the homeless people. And she did not have time for her own children. But you have to understand this. My mom came out of the Jim Crow system. And so their paradigm of raising children at that particular time is very different from my siblings.
So my mother was not perfect at all. She just made some major mistakes. So in the book, I talk about the power of forgiveness. I'm a parent myself. And if you probably ask for my kids, they'll probably tell you, you know what, I love them, but, you know, sometimes he always tell me no. And so, you know, your parents are not perfect. I'm not perfect.
No.
My mother is not perfect, but I love my mama to death because
Absolutely.
She gave me life and she gave
Absolutely.
Me an opportunity.
Absolutely.
And what, and the cards that was dealt to her was very difficult. You know, she saw her cousin get murdered when she was growing up. When she was 9 years old, she saw her other cousin get hung by the KKK when she was young. So that affected her thinking process. It affected her mind. So my mom is not perfect. And I state that over and over in the book. She is not perfect. She just made some major mistakes. So
right.
When she was growing up, she thought it was the norm to scream and yell. My mom wasn't affectionate toward any of her children. Now, when it came to my siblings raising a second unit, or what you want to call the people that comes off the basketball bench, you know, the second unit was love because my older siblings displayed love to us, affectionate. So my book, like I said, would give you hope. It would give you
Wonderful.
Inspiration.
Wonderful.
It's a powerful, potent book that will change your mind.
You have to put the book on the bookie and create a page on the bookie, and you have to put it up there and let us help you promote your book. I think that would be really great, and possibly even let us help you sell a few copies or so. And I think that would be just like completely and totally awesome. I think your mom, I think that would make a heck of a movie. I'm telling you. That's just amazing right there. I mean, the challenges and things that she must have had to go through at some point or another, it had to be completely like just totally awesome, overwhelming at points, I'm sure. And I'm sure she probably spent a lot of time scratching her head like, why did I do this again?
I'm sure, what an amazing story. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you this. When I graduated in 2012, now, nobody came to my graduation. None of my siblings, not my mom. They had the invitation. Nobody showed up. And so I had learned that day that when you are on the journey of success, certain people can't go with you. Certain people you can't share your success with.
Right. That's
because
true.
Education in my family was not important. So I was there by myself. I received my degree, and I was happy. Because what I did was I laid the foundation. And when you lay the foundation, and you change your siblings, your nieces and nephew mindset that education is important. And I always figure this, that the one that lays the foundation has to go through, has to suffer, because change is coming. Anytime you're about to make change or a shift is about to happen, is going to be some distractions, turbulence, and it's going to be for the good, because you know what? In 2014, my niece graduated, and she's a registered nurse. In 2016, my other niece graduated, and she's a social worker.
I think that's a wonderful, phenomenal story.
Yes. So a lot of people in my family has taken initiative to go back to school and get educated. So if people want to get the book, hey, the book is available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com. Also, they can visit my website, paullamarhunter.com. paullamarhunter.com.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining us on
tonight's
show.
What was the name of the book again?
The title of my book is No Love, No Charity, The Success Story of the 19th Tao. And I am available for speaking engagement as well. And Punch Studio, you know what? You need to bring me in so we can do a sit-down interview for Black History Month.
Oh, that is definitely something we should look at. What city are you in?
I'm in Texas, man. I am in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, nice. San Antonio.
Yes.
Very nice. Well, thanks for joining our show. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to be back with more Changing the Conversation right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you? Did we go black? Did something happen?
No, we stopped.
You stopped because I was saying, do you, Nabuki? Do you, Nabuki?
Yeah.
You know, oh, okay.
Yes.
I was just saying something. You can play it as a commercial. I'm sorry. I was just saying, do you, Nabuki? I didn't mean
no
harm. I was just
okay.
Like, do you, Nabuki? And I don't know if I really would want 17 brothers and sisters, but we're going to get back to that after you run Disconnect commercial.
No, that's okay. That's okay because I'm back. And it wasn't 17 brothers and
sisters. It was 21, right?
Right. So 20 brothers
and
sisters.
I'm going to tell you something. His mama had to be fine. 21 kids, she had to be fine. I'm just telling you, she had to be fine. Like,
she might have been. She might have been. She most
had
likely
to
was.
Be fine. She's 21 years. That's like, baby, I ain't gonna have nobody touch you. You won't be pregnant for 15 years. Now, they were like the Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, you ever watch the Jackson story? They always talk about how every time Michael Jackson promised, he always came up pregnant. You ever seen that? It's like,
no.
That was incredible. Absolutely incredible. Incredible. So, do we have anybody else with the punch bowl tonight?
No. I'm kind of nervous.
We just got people listening in.
We just have people listening in right now.
We got people. How do you name all them kids, you know? I'm happy for his success, though.
I am, too.
You know?
It's kind of unique, though.
You know, I'm telling you why that's unique. Because I'm the kind of guy that want all my kids named after me. You understand what I'm
all
saying?
All your kids are named after
you. I know, but can you imagine if I had to do that 21 times? I would be Joe Sharifa.
No.
I would be Jerion.
No.
I would be Joe Rush. Joe Vincent.
No. It doesn't even matter because after
it
some
matters.
Point, everybody. No, after some point, everybody
it'd
would
be
Jamona. Hey you anyway. It'd just be hey you. Hey, you, over there. Come here.
Joshua.
You just stop naming them at some point.
Yeah,
like, you know,
hey,
you try to remember
place.
All the kids. You got to say them all online anyway.
I want to read the book. I want to read that book. I want to say, I just got to see what he had to say. I'm just really interested. I'm wondering if he's going to really tell the truth in the book. I want to see if he's really going to tell the truth in the book. You think he's going to really tell the truth?
He is going to tell the truth. He just got on his radio show and said his mama neglected her kids. I was like, wow.
He did say that. He just said she wasn't the best mom. He said she was strict, though. But see, I don't think that from a different perspective. If I got 21 kids, right, I think I would have to be strict. I don't know if I could be unstrict with 21 kids. I don't know if I could do that.
If I had 21 kids, I wouldn't even be awake. That's all I would be saying. I just go somewhere and just lay down. That's all I could muster.
Well, you know, that's how she got that. You understand what I'm saying? That's how she got that. She was laying down. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying.
But anyway, that was a really cool interview. I want to read his book. He should post his book on thebookie.com. And, you know, I just think that. And he says his brothers and sisters. I feel so bad right now because he says his brothers and sisters are listening on the radio show. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you just don't see that every day. But like he said, his mother was old school. So in old school, you know, I meant to ask him before he got off the line, you know, how old was his mom when she first started having kids? Because, you know, back then they would get married at 14, 15, 16. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was a normal thing back then. So you'd start having kids early. Then I didn't even ask if his mom was from the South. That's why I got to read the book. I want to know where she was from. Was she from Arkansas? Was she from Mississippi? Louisiana? Louisiana. I just left Louisiana, so I'm just telling you, Louisiana. So I'm just wondering if she was a Southern woman, you know, because I grew up with that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. So what's going on with you? We got a few minutes left. Tell us something good. Tell us something.
Well, I want to tell everybody to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Make an investment in our company. Only $1 a share. We are working towards the close right now. We're building an amazing multimedia company. Absolutely amazing. And you want to be a part of it. And you want to come grow with us. Come grow with us. We're going to build a multi-billion-dollar company over the next few years after the IPO. And you want to be a part of that. You want to be a part of that now. You know, I often talk about, you know, I met another person today who told me that they should have invested with Bill Gates. And that was another person, not Lorenzo. But a whole other person said they had a chance to invest when Bill Gates was begging people to invest in his company. And they didn't invest in the company. So you don't want to be left out like that right now. You want to invest in the company. Give us a shot. Let us prove to you that we can make money for you. Let us prove to you that you'll be happy that you made this investment and that you are part of our growing company. And I'm really excited about that. I'm really, really excited. So visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Click on the Invest Now button. And when you click on the Invest Now button, you will it'll take you to the investment page. There's a wonderful video there that you could take a look at and that you could it'll help you understand what we're doing and how we're doing it, and you want to be a part of this amazing company. The price is only $1 per share. You need to invest, you know, try to invest 500 shares or more, 1,000 shares. I recommend 1,000 shares because I think it's going to go through the roof for us. And I want to thank all of our guests for tonight's show. It was an incredible show, and an absolutely incredible show. I had a lot of fun tonight. Thank you, the Sharifa, for being such an excellent producer and co-host. And we're going to be back here tomorrow night at the same Punch TV time on the same Punch TV channel.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.